Like, it's one thing if, like, you get too drunk and you can't fuck. Like, that's a bad honeymoon. But, like, literally lightning, fire, burning, eternal haunting of the hotel. That's worse.
Welcome, Alaska, Thunderfuck, who, Kesha and the Creepies, thank you for being here.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I cannot get over how amazing you look right now.
I mean, get over how amazing you look. You make me want to go to the jungle. Where are you? Are you in LA?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in a forest.
Oh, the jungle in Los Angeles. So, because this is the show, do you believe in the supernatural?
You know, I'm sort of one of those, I sort of believe that, like, I believe it if you believe it.
Well,
you know what
it.
I mean? Like, if it means something to you and it affects your life and your beliefs and, like, it's part of your experience, then, like, I'm like, yes, absolutely. To me, do I think ghosts are running around my house? I think houses hold energy.
Yeah.
So yes, I do believe.
Okay. So, because I was talking to this woman, she was a parapsychologist. She says if you pray at all or have ever prayed, which I don't know if you're a prayer, but when the planes are getting bumpy, like that's a level of believing in the supernatural.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, really, everybody does.
I think so, too. And I think we all, like, I think I'm psychic, kind of, but I'm probably not really. But because I believe it, it's now true.
Yes. And I believe that you're psychic. I mean, you're an artist. And so what is art? Like, where does art come from? I think art comes from, and I say this all the time about, you know, when I'm writing, the best stuff feels like it's coming from somewhere else.
Like you have to grab it. It's up there. And you have to grab it. And then it goes like this.
Well, really what I have to do is not grab it. I just have to get the fuck out of the way and like sit the fuck down and be quiet and listen. And then it comes to me. So I guess that's really fucking metaphysical.
Yeah, totally. That's a very spiritual sounding way. Because I feel the same way. Like, is that how... Walk into the club.
Because I walk into the club.
And about not wearing wigs.
Oh, yes.
Which this I really relate hair. To that. Yeah, this is my hair. I relate to that song.
Absolutely. It's not a song. It's a lifestyle.
It is.
It's like a whole vibe, a whole moment.
But you wrote those yourself, right?
Well, yes. I will say walking in the club, though, I either receive the spiritual energies from above or I just straight up steal the idea.
Oh.
Which, with walking in the club, I stole it from Bob the Drag Queen because we were in a dressing room and she was like, someone should just do a song that's like, because all the drag queen songs are like, so I walk into the club and I'm sickening and everything. What if somebody just did a song that was like, I walk into the club and I walk into the club and I was like, stolen, doing it, and I did it.
I love Bob. Bob was on my cruise, I think. Right?
Word.
Yeah, Bob was on my when cruises were a thing.
Do you remember when?
R.I.P.
Deep R.I.P.
It was so much fun. Oh, there was so much that we had like drag shows and drag brunch. It was so lovely.
Oh. I know. It looked like so much fun.
It was really fun. Next time, one day, if they come back, you're totally invited.
Yes, please. That's a cruise I would be on.
It was so much fun. But going back, so you either steal your art, which I think, like, what is truly original idea? I feel like we're just a culmination of everything we've consumed in our life, right? So
exactly.
I understand that.
Yes, and now with the internet, everything is instantaneous. So if I want to see a picture of this outfit that Tyra Banks was wearing on this episode of America's Next Top Model in 2007, I can have it.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, it's different now. And I, you know, I'm a drag queen as well, so I just steal from, I steal literally everything.
Well, I mean, as a, I would call myself a total culture vulture too, because that's what I do. It's kind of my job to, like, watch what's going on and respond accordingly.
Yes. Yes, but I absolutely. I think
you do too. And like you're saying, instantaneously, you can be like, share 1976. And all of a sudden you have inspiration.
Exactly.
And you can't help it.
And you can put it on a Pinterest board. Which my sister loves. My sister's obsessed with Pinterest.
I don't understand Pinterest. I don't get it. You can't buy things off of it. What, like, is the point?
You're like, I don't want to look at it. I want to buy it.
I want to buy it. What are you doing? What's to look at pictures? I don't get it.
I get. I've heard it's used for inspirational purposes.
Okay, good to know. Because I fancy myself a psychic, I was going to see if we could psychically connect, try to, like, telepathically connect. And we're just going to, like, draw a picture. First thing that you think, like, would you like to send it to me or I can send it to you? You send an image to me in your brain.
Okay. Okay.
But, well, like, really
and
try.
Do I draw it too?
Sure. You draw it and I'm going to try to just, like, receive it.
Okay. Word.
Are we doing a word or are we doing an object?
It's an object.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm sending you all the vibes of this.
Okay. I'm just going to take it. I'm going to use it. I really have a feeling like, oh, wow. You're taking me on a journey right now.
Thank you.
Really curious what you're drawing.
Well, you know, you're drawing the same thing. So
Think I am. Hold on. I'm taking some artistic freedoms with your image I'm receiving. Okay. Tell me when.
Okay. This is cute. I love this. Watch, you're like, cute. I thought it was a demon from hell. Oh, no. Okay.
I'll show you yours if you show me. Or I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
You ready?
Should we one, at the same time?
Two, three. Wow, that is not what I received.
We just used a dick.
A dick with a rainbow on it. And hair. I was going to draw an anus.
Oh, okay. Which, yeah, okay, yes.
But yours is so cute.
It's an elephant in a top hat sitting on a little settee.
I'm so much filthier than you.
You would think that no, I mean, I have an album called Anus. I have an album called Vagina.
Yes.
You would think that would be my first go-to. So,
like a dick rainbow.
Dick rainbow with pubic hair.
Oh, and veins.
And the cum. Veins.
The cum is little hearts of love.
Oh, that's sweet. Literally, my the most risque thing is that my elephant has eyelashes.
Oh. Who would have known?
Sexy.
Okay, well, I failed. I guess I'm not psychic.
You know, we're getting warmed up. We really are. Yeah.
I mean, we're like on the right path.
Yes, exactly.
It's just mine's like an elephant dick.
Right. A curved elephant rainbow dick.
If that elephant had a dick in the picture, it would look like this. It's just zoomed in.
In fact, yes, I think you're right. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't actually know if I'm that psychic, but I have had moments in my life where I thought I was psychic, but I also have moments where people try to psychically read me and I'm like, stop, no, stop it. Because it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, like, what your experience, have you ever been to a psychic? Have you had good experiences, bad experiences?
Oh, I hate it. I do not like anyone telling me what to do, ever. I don't like people telling me what I should do with my life. And basically, that's what a psychic does. Like, a tarot reader is like, here's what you should do. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I was in a nightclub once, which I shouldn't have gotten my cards read in a nightclub. I don't know what I was thinking, first off. But this person, they seemed very lovely and very nice. And they were like, let me read your cards, baby. Let me read your cards, baby. And I was dating this guy, and I was like, I was kind of thinking it was just not going to work out. And this psychic person was like, no, give him a chance. Give him a chance. It's going to work out. It's going to be great.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, this guy went on to like be completely really bad man. He was lying about his job, and like he stole my passport.
No.
He was horrible. He was a really bad. So and since then,
I'm
like,
he stole your passport?
He stole my passport, and I had to go to the UK the next day.
What'd you do? Did you go to the embassy?
I went to the embassy. I went down to where Studio City or wherever the fuck it is. I don't know. And I stood there in line all day, and I was a day late to the UK, but I did make it. They printed one up for me.
Well, I think that psychic sounds like a con person.
It was not good.
Maybe they were in cahoots or something. I don't know. What are you going to do with somebody's passport? I guess steal your identity?
I don't think it was that. I think he just wanted to hurt my feelings.
Oh.
See,
to me, that's more of a pain in the ass. I'd be like, this is why I'm like really petition for gun control. Because if someone stole my passport, I would just be like, I would wave it around.
Right.
Give it back.
Exactly. Gun control now.
Yeah. Because of me. I don't trust myself.
Yeah, girl. Yes.
I'm too crazy for guns to be legal.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I don't remember the name of it, but I was like on a roll. I've just been like in your world for the past 24 hours. But you have a song about aliens coming to Earth.
I do.
What's it called?
I do. It's called Aliens.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
So it's available on iTunes. No, it's a song, and it's called Aliens. And it basically, my best friend Jeremy and I, we went into the woods, and I mean, talk about, you know, metaphysical and everything like that. We like listened to the river and listened to nature, and we wrote music, and we put it out on this album called Amethyst Journey.
Oh my God. Into hippie shit? Are you crazy?
What am I talking about? I'm the hippie dippiest fucking person I've ever seen. And one of the songs is called Aliens, and it's basically about, like, if there were aliens, which, I mean, it's very likely there are, but if there were, they would probably take one quick look at, like, Earth and humanity, and they'd be like, ooh,
I'm not touching that.
Keep walking.
Like, I'm not going to touch that shit with a 10-foot pole.
No, exactly. We're too toxic and unstable and wild and bad. Like, as a humanity, we have a lot of work to do before the aliens are going to, like, invite us to hang out.
Well, I'm like, I kind of have seen all this alien news coming out the past year, I swear. There has been so many different people from all walks of life coming out and talking about aliens. Like, I was talking to Demi Lovato. She's talking about how she can, like, conjure up extraterrestrials and talk to them, like, through meditation.
Done.
Yes. And I know. That's my thing, too.
Yes, Demi. Yes.
Kelly Osbourne also, like, and I've had experiences in the desert. So all different people that I've been talking to have had these experiences. There are aliens coming. They're coming. It's happening. There are spaceships. It's confirmed. Google it. Everybody out there, I don't really have the sources in front of me, so it sounds like bullshit, but just give it a Google. Aliens are coming. Kesha said.
Yes. Okay. Work. I'm going to look this up because I feel like on Twitter, it's very like we're able to, you can post a clip if you see something in the sky happening. You can post it. There's no filter of who can see it. And so I think there is more and more like, you know, stuff coming out.
And just so much stuff, because it was like New York Times and Daily Mail and TMZ. So to me, I'm like, it's slowly becoming mainstream culture to like have it be just a part of the conversation. And I know that you're Alaska Thunderfuck. You're an alien, right?
A little, yeah.
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 No, definitely. Yeah. Same. The character of Alaska Thunderfuck is from the planet Glamtron. And this character, this idea of being an alien, I always describe it as it was like beamed into my mind when I first moved to LA. And I was like, that's just who she is. That's what she is. She's an alien.
Yeah. And I see that. I feel that from you. I feel like I'm an alien also, but my mom genuinely believes she's an alien, like actually, like thinks she's part alien. I know. And I believe her. If you met her, you would believe her too. But she's like from Indiana and is just like the wildest person. And she's like, I'm part alien. I think there's a place called the turd dimension because she thinks that. Like you're basically like a. How she described it is like you're like a raisin in a lawn chair. And you just.
Okay.
And you like. You just kick back and you can like teleport. That's what she said on her planet. That's like a. Half of my DNA.
A good half. You're a half raisin in a lawn chair.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense to me.
I love that. I did salvia once, and I thought that I was a hungry, hungry hippo. I thought I was a rainbow swirl, and I woke up from my life, and my life was just a dream. But I was actually a rainbow swirl, hungry, hungry hippo, and we were all in a row in a rainbow.
Oh my God! Eating the marbles.
That I was that. See, you are psychic. You knew.
I knew it.
You knew it.
I love that game, Hungry Hungry Hippos. This is the first time I've thought about it since I was about 7.
It's a high intensity action packed game.
It's a wild. Like
I love it.
Fuck video games. Throw these kids the Hungry Hippos and let's see what happens.
These babies being brought up on iPads? No. We had actual hippos that ate metal marbles.
That were rainbow colored and you had to fight for them like your life depended on it aggressively.
Exactly.
That's where I got my drive.
From hungry motherfucking hippos.
So happy you brought that up. I'm gonna get that again. Just I'm gonna try it again.
I think you should.
It's not a drug, kids.
No, it's a game. It's a fierce game.
It's a fierce game.
It's sickening.
And like Twister. Oh, I remember when you had to like play games and move a part of your body.
Right, exactly. It's kind of risque. I mean, it's like foot yellow.
Oh, and did you ever have sexy Twister?
Not I. But I understand that some would.
I thought it was the main vehicle for Twister is to like play strip Twister and you're like, my foot's on your foot. And then you like rub your boob on someone's arm and like they get like kind of a boner and you're really excited about it.
It lends itself to eroticism very easily. It's not a far leap. Left foot red.
It's kinky. Guys,
it is. It
these old
is.
Games were really kinky and fun and ferocious.
It really makes sense.
I don't know what this has to do with the supernatural, but I'm happy we touched on it. How was your experience on Drag Race? It seemed amazing.
It was good. I mean, it's a horrible, terrifying, like, ghastly experience to be on Drag Race. But that being said, it completely changes your life as a drag queen. It's the biggest show in the world. It's changed so many people's lives. It's changing culture. But, like, being in there and being on the show is it's a horrifying anxiety.
Oh, my
ridden.
God.
Experience. So the first time I went, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna win. I'm going home every day. I was convinced I was going home every day.
Aww.
And I didn't. I stayed till the end. So I was just really grateful to be there.
Oh my God. It was so much because I was a guest judge on a couple seasons back and it just seemed so terrifying. Like, I know that feeling because I'll be on stage at like a thing and I'll be like, I'm terrified. And I felt so, honestly, I can't walk in high heels. So to see like dead drops in heels, I was just like, I am the worst woman in the world. I have to wear like flat boots because I'm like Nashville hillbilly girl. I'm watching Drag Race. I'm like, girl, put your fucking heels on. Like right now I'm barefoot. I'm barefoot.
I love that. I want to do a song called Flats because because heels are bad for you. They're like smoking cigarettes. Like they're really just bad for your health. They're bad for your skeleton. They're hard to walk in. Like I'm like, if I'm in flats, I can fucking hit the choreography. I can dance. If you put me in heels, I'm like, it is a toss up whether I'm going to be standing.
Oh,
I can stand there, kind of.
Oh, I like tore my knee because I was in like 2-inch heels. This is sad. This is
dangerous.
Sad day.
I
played a dangerous game and I failed. I lost the game. The heels won. So I just like, I gave up. But I will say when I watch Drag Race, I'm like, fucking get your shit together, Kesha. Like, get it together. Like, you're one of those people. I was watching you and I was like, God damn it. I really need to get it together. Your choreo, your song, so good.
Well, thank God. You know, I mean, thank God for camera editing. Seriously.
Oh, I agree.
It's a blessing. Do you know that one of your songs is one of the first songs I did in my early drag career?
No, which one? Tell me.
Have you heard of the show? Have you heard of the children's show, The Big Comfy Couch?
Okay, maybe we have one person here who's very excitedly going like this, but I don't. But please tell us. Tell us what it is. Go.
Okay, so The Big Comfy Couch is a show about a big comfy couch, and it's a girl named Lunette and Molly, a clown and her dolly. So she's like a clown girl.
Okay.
And incidentally, she was the girl who did the voice of Jubilee on the X-Men cartoon. That's side note.
Okay.
So this clown girl, every episode would do this thing where she would lay down on a giant clock carpet, okay? And with her arms and legs, she would go around the clock.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
So I did the song TikTok. And I dressed up like Lunette the Clown. And I did the legs going around a clock thing.
Oh my God. Where do I find this?
Luckily, cameras were not proliferated at that time.
Oh my God.
It was so... There, you know, you never know, though. I don't know. Maybe there's footage of it somewhere, but it was one of the very earliest numbers I did at the Blue Moon in Pittsburgh.
The TikTok. Blue Moon. Oh, my God. So that's like where you started out.
It's where I like learned how to be a drag queen. I really think so. In a dive bar with a, you know, a really rough sound system. And we were just fucking around. And I learned how to fucking be a drag queen there.
So the first time you ever did drag?
Well, I remember the first time I went out in drag.
Yeah.
Because there's always been, oh, let me dress up. Let me do Rocky Horror, you know, for Halloween. That doesn't count. The first time you do drag is when you get up in it and you go out to a gay bar.
Mm.
And you just go for fun. That's what we did. So my best friend Elena and I, we were like, okay, let's do it. I had this blonde wig, probably from a Halloween collection. And I was like, it's not big enough. I need you to make it bigger. So Elena teased the fuck out of it and made it bigger. And I was like, I don't have any clothes. So I made a tube top and a mini skirt out of black garbage bags.
Yes! Love that.
I put on all this CoverGirl mascara and makeup, smoky eye. And we went out to the bar and I was like, this is it. This is my coming out. And then there were like five people. It was like a Tuesday night. It was like no one was out. No one saw us. But we did it. And
you did
I basically been wearing big teased fucking blonde hair and black garbage bags ever since.
Oh my God. Well, same. I wore a garbage bag. Okay, the first time I ever went to the VMAs, I believe. Because the VMAs.
Work.
Like everyone was calling me like a trash queen. And I was like, thank you. So let me make my dress out of garbage bags. And I remember it was like a whole thing. People thought it was so shocking. And I was like, you're calling me trashy.
That's so iconic. That's trash into treasure right there, which is the whole philosophy.
Because I saw on your special, you had like this whole trash. I don't know what it was. You looked like the Flying Nun, but
it was like
more,
a glory hole kind of.
It was a glory hole mixed together. Yeah, I don't know what you would call that thing, but it's amazing.
Thank you.
And it is like a giant, those trash, right?
It was trash bags, and it was sort of a reference to Lady Gaga did this art pop performance where she started out with just her hole in a white board, and we were like, we're gonna steal that but make it garbage.
And that is how you make art.
That is art. That is pop. Hallelujah.
It's so true. Like even watching you on Drag Race, you would like that. A greenish, bluish trash bag dress. It's so beautiful. I feel like the texture's gorgeous. It's all in perspective. Like you would have never known that was garbage.
I think so too. And it never biodegrades. So you're always going to have the garment. Like you'll have it forever.
It's non-recyclable.
Yeah.
It's killing the earth. But it's gorgeous.
But it's not killing the earth if it's in my closet. And I say, I tell you, I save every single plastic tablecloth that I use. I keep them for years. I have them all. I keep them. Because
I don't want to
add to the seaspiracy.
No. I'll send you my trash.
Okay.
I'll send you all my trash bags.
Please do.
I have so many clothes. I'm actually going through all the clothes from all the tours. And I'm like, what do I do with all of this?
It's really hard. I mean, you should save stuff for like the museum, like the like archival.
I have some things like that, but then the in-betweens.
It's cute. You know, RuPaul has an entire apartment just for her clothes.
That's exactly what I mean.
You need that.
I need that. I kind of, you know what? That. My entire home is just a closet.
It takes over.
I have like 6 bedrooms full of clothing.
Hey, work.
I don't know if that's work or if that's like hoarding.
It's somewhere in between.
It's like hoarding trash work.
Work.
Yeah, I like a lot of my early outfits came from like Goodwill. And then I sewed myself. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Did you make a lot of your outfits yourself? Do you make your outfits yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, thank God I have really amazing, talented friends who know how to like design some amazing ass clothes. So I'm grateful for that. But I mean, a lot of like this, I found this at Goodwill and then I cut it open so that it would fit me. And then I tied the drawstring around my neck.
That's amazing. So, yes. I found this in my closet. I didn't even know it was there. And then there's pieces of chandelier that have been stuck to it.
That's sickening.
And so then I just tied some chandelier into my cleavage.
I love you. You're amazing.
We should totally play in each other's closets. I think it'd be really, really fun.
Yes, please. I'm so down.
Well, I have a lot of closets.
Six rooms.
6 rooms full of, and it's not just the closets, the rooms.
Right.
The rooms of shoes. It's a problem. Let me talk about some more creepy things. So where you're from, where you started doing drag, your origin place is super fucking haunted.
Wait, Erie, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
I see. I mean, it's named Erie. I hope that it had some spooky shit going on.
It's really scary. I started like looking it up. Do you know about how creepy the place you're from is?
I do. No, tell me.
There's an axe murderer that.
Oh my God.
Grass won't grow on the side of the street because he murdered some people, I'm like looking at it right now. Okay, for the past 60 years, people have told the story of a couple who sees an axe-wielding ghost off Thomas Road. Do you know about Thomas Road?
No, I don't know Thomas Road.
You love Thomas. You live on Thomas Road. And the farm.
My mom is on Thomas Road right now.
Yes. Okay. Let's save her. Because the farmer wielding the axe supposedly has haunted the woods since hacking his wife and her lover to death nearby. I love that.
Oh my gosh. Thomas Road?
Yeah, you have to go.
There's like five roads in Erie, and I don't know Thomas Road.
Well, don't go there, because apparently they say on one side of the road, the grass won't grow. And on the other side, it does. That kind of sounds like my vagina.
So and you know, the grass only grows on one side. Don't ask.
I don't know. I can't tell you why. Okay, so maybe my pussy's haunted. When you walk through that area in the middle of the day, birds will be chirping on one side of the road and not the other, where the old farmhouse used to be.
That is wild. I need to go to Thomas Road, and I need to go where the grass don't grow.
There's a song.
Where the grass don't grow. Where the grass don't grow.
Chop it up, chop it up, chop her up, chop her up.
Oh my God, that's dark.
Well, these are, yeah, that is dark. Okay.
It's hotel. It deals in the macabre.
Hotel cannot. Conneaut?
Conneaut?
Yeah. Have you been there?
Okay. I mean, yeah, we used to go there as kids, to Conneaut.
Is it it's a hotel? Would you sneak in the pool?
Well, I don't know if we went to the hotel. That's really rich for us. we weren't going to the hotel. But we would go for, like, the day. We'd go to, like, Conneaut and, like, Conneaut Lake and Conneaut Lake Park. And like.
Okay.
So I've been near there. Why? What happened?
Okay, so there... In 1893, lightning struck the roof of the hotel and a horrible fire broke out. Okay. As a result, Elizabeth, a young bride on her honeymoon, was burned to death.
Oh my God.
She haunts the halls of the hotel at night.
Damn.
I love this shit.
That's a rough honeymoon.
Not ideal.
Like, that sucks. Like, it's one thing if, like, you get too drunk and you can't fuck. Like, that's a bad honeymoon. But, like, literally lightning, fire, burning, eternal haunting of the hotel. That's worse.
I mean, it's kind of epic, though.
She's memorable. She makes an impression.
Yeah. We're talking about her.
Honey, to this day.
I want to go there.
All right, Conneaut. You should check it out.
Let's go. Okay. The Cathedral of St. Paul.
Okay.
Have you been there?
Oh, fucking
no. Do you go to church?
I don't, not like that. Not
I avoid
all that.
Them as much as I can.
I used to go to the Catholic, like we would go to a Catholic service on like a Christmas service or whatever.
Yeah.
And they are so shady because they would be like, now if you're Catholic, you can come up and have the cookie and the wine.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid and I was like, we're not Catholic. And I wasn't allowed to have the fucking juice and the fucking cookie after this long ass service.
Well,
I was pissed.
To me, eating the body and blood of Christ, like, that's cannibalism.
The girl, I know, the pearl clutching at, like, two men can't get married. Now let's go eat Jesus's body and drink his blood.
Like, give the kids the wine. I remember being a little kid and being like, eating the cookie and drinking wine at like 9 years old.
child.
And being like, oh, I'm eating Jesus and drinking his blood.
Let's go. But two gays can't hold hands. Heaven forbid. They can't do it. They can't do it.
That's tragic. And it's real. That's sad because it's so real.
It's wild.
So at the Cathedral of St. Paul, supposed to be haunted by the ghost of a little girl, Katie, who died in a car crash near the church. Church visitors report hearing the jovial laugh of a little girl and sounds of heavy objects moving around the empty rooms. Oh, this is cute. Paranormal investigators reported the church organ playing by itself during an investigation. I love that.
Well, you know, the good thing about that is Katie's having a good time. Yeah. Her laughter is jovial. She's playing the piano. I mean,
she probably gets to drink the wine.
She's yes, exactly. All you can eat wafers. I mean, Katie is at least having a sickening time in the afterlife. Moving heavy objects.
Heavy. All you can drink blood of Jesus. All you yes! can eat wafers.
Go off, Katie. Katie, honey.
Katie, honey. She's having a good time. But I just like had no idea that that's where you're from is one of the most haunted places in the United States.
I had no idea either. See, we didn't, I had no idea. Thank you for educating me.
I mean, that's...
I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I learned from the internet last night, but I was shocked. I didn't know. But I just didn't know if maybe like coming up in the club scene, you ever saw creepy shit. Because I find clubs to be pretty creepy. I've had some weird experiences in the back of dirty clubs.
Well, because you never know what has gone down. Yeah. And it's always dark. And like, and when you see the club in the daytime, it's like a completely, it is very like creepy and kind of eerie and kind of.
It's kind of dark and sketchy. And you're like, why would I go in there? And then night falls and all of a sudden you're like, I want to go in there. Totally.
Yes.
You put Please. A wig on and like some lashes and all of a sudden this creepy building that you would avoid at all costs. Then you're like, get me in there.
I'm going to wait in line just to get in.
You don't seem like the type that would wait in line to get into a club. I mean that as a compliment.
You know, I used to listen. Okay. No, I'm still very, very scared to like skip the line. Even if I'm like, I know the person running the door and I know because I have an immense fear of being rejected at doors. And then once you walk past everyone who's waiting in line and I don't wait in line. And then they tell you,
go wait.
No, no, that walk back is the most humbling,
shame.
Devastating walk that you can, it's not even worth it. So I'm like, I'll just wait in line and make friends with the people in line at that point. Because I can't take that rejection, shame, devastation.
You know, that happened to me. I went out for the first time in like however long this quarantine has been going on. I went to go see my friend do comedy. And I was like, what do I do? I can't do the shame walk. So I just stood in the middle of a parking lot and just waved my face around. It's like, just maybe some...
It's me!
Like, here I am. And nobody, like... It was very odd in hindsight. That's a weird move.
You waved your face.
Like, just couldn't... Because I was like, I'm not going up to the front. Because if someone's like, go to the line, like, that walk of shame, that's the most shameful walk I think there is.
It really is. Like, it's a walk to remember.
Oh, it is. It is a walk to remember. Mandy Moore.
The only time I threw around the, do you know who the fuck I am, is way before Drag Race, when literally no one would know who the fuck I am. But that's what I learned. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work no matter who you are. I mean, it just doesn't.
Oh, you know how to sneak in places. I used to be really good at this. Oh. I would walk with conviction through the back door and be on the phone, but not be on the phone. And I would just be like, I don't know what to tell you. The catering is just, and I would just walk in. I've snuck into so many shows like that.
See, it's an acting challenge, really, because 100%. It's the conviction.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even want to go wherever I'm going. I just wanted to see if I could get in. And then I'd be like, I don't even want to be here. I just want to see if I can get in. Like I did that at Prince's house.
Work. You know what? The catering. Listen, I am not paying that price for crab puffs. Listen, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It works.
It works.
Try it. When the world opens up.
That's how my ex used to steal fabric from Joann Fabrics. She would get it cut at the fabric cutting station, get a whole bunch of fabric cut, and then put it on as a scarf, and then get on her phone and be like, yeah, they didn't have it. I know. I looked everywhere. They just didn't have it, and walk out of the door.
It's kind of genius.
It works. It really works.
Kids, what don't do people, steal. Don't
how did
steal
people
kids.
Steal before cell phones? That's what I want.
I don't know.
Not possible.
I should ask my mom. She's the one that taught me. But I've learned not to steal anymore. Anyone listening, don't steal things.
Yeah. No.
Unless, I mean, there's caveats to most rules, but I think it's a good rule.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a corporation, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, like, if they're terrible to their employees and like,
yeah, just
you need chapstick.
Just like, do it. Steal. Don't steal.
They're going to have to edit this whole thing.
Just do it.
So you may be possessed by the little girl who fell down the stairs in Erie, Pennsylvania.
You know what? I am that little girl.
Children, don't listen to her.
I am that little don't girl. Steal. I am moving some heavy objects tonight.
Okay, favorite scary movie.
Oh my gosh. I'm very partial to the Halloween series.
Oh, that's your favorite.
Like the first Halloween, like Jamie Lee Curtis is iconic. And she's such a badass, and it's like, it was really cool.
Did you see the newer one? How'd you feel about the newer one?
Wait, did I see it? Like the, and she was in it?
Yes.
I liked it. She was like a survivalist.
Yes.
And she's like, you don't know what I've been through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they didn't. And then she like saved the day.
She did. She had a panic room.
Yeah, she did.
I like her.
I do too. Okay. So I love the Halloween ones are good. My favorite's The Shining. Have you seen The Shining?
Oh, The Shining's cool. I mean, talk about a haunted, scary building.
Love it.
That place.
So when I was little, my mom took us to the hotel that The Shining was based on when I was like 6 years old.
Oh my God.
My mom's a monster.
She's an alien.
She's an alien. It's fine. But it's scared. I think that's like why I'm sitting here today talking to you about it is because like it started at 5 years old. She was like, took us on tours of scary places around the world.
That's
It's also traumatizing.
That's so fun.
Really fun.
Like, this is where the axe murderer came through the door.
She loves that shit.
This is where the haunted twins rode tricycles.
Like, it's been imprinted into my life now because that's like what I grew up doing is going to haunted places and like being obsessed with haunted things, playing shows in haunted places. Have you ever been to the Rave in Milwaukee? Have you ever played a show there?
The Rave?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
There's like one place in Milwaukee that's where Jeffrey Dahmer used to find his victims. It's like my favorite place.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. I don't think I've played it, but now I want to.
Okay. Well, maybe if you're open to it one day, I can take you somewhere scary and scare the shit out of you.
Please do. And a rave? Oh my God. After the year we've had, we deserve it.
Like a terrifying rave.
Terror rave.
That's a good idea. That should be on the list of things to do as soon as we're out of this shit.
Let's see. I'm jogging, grocery store, dining indoors, terror rave.
That's such a good idea. I am writing it down. Francis, write it down. do you feel like your like drag community is like a coven of witches, or is that just me projecting my witchiness and love of witches? Oh,
I mean, no, I completely believe it. I completely believe it. And I do believe in that energy that comes around when you get together with your, you know, close sisters. And it's like the three of you or the four of you. Shit happens. That's real. The craft is real.
Oh, I
know. Listeners, the craft.
The girls that come over to my house that are my, like, coven, like, we're crazy bitches. Like, we are crazy. And, like, between all of us, we get shit done. Like, in a way that I really feel like there's just a power when we all start, like, ovulating at the same time. It's very weird.
That's real shit. I mean, that's nature, and that, like, psychic shit is natural. Like, that is real. That's real as fuck.
Well, I think the supernatural things are actually just really natural. We're just really kind of far away from the natural world.
Yes. We're cut off from them. We've been told that they're false for so many years, but, like, they make themselves known.
And the energy, like you're talking about, the energy of, like, you and your closest people, the people you trust and, like, want to build up and want to build you up and, like, just wanting to see each other be successful is, like, such a magical feeling to have a group like that.
It definitely is.
And I don't know. I just wanted to know if, like, that's how you and your drag sisters are like, or do you guys just want to kill each other?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing is, like, drag queens, like, on TV, they want us to, you know, they want us to fight and scream and, like, hit one another and get in fights in Untucked, which we do because we're also really good at making television. But we also are, like, when it's the real life, it's, like, something about going through life and doing drag and being a drag queen is, like, you're bonded. To even queens, I don't know, if I show up to a city and I'm feeling jet lagged and whatever, as soon as I get in the dressing room, I'm like, oh, this is home. These are my sisters. This is home. This is
I love that.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. That's always what I would imagine it would feel like. Because it's kind of a little bit how it is, like, being a woman in pop music. Like, like, once you finally, like, are around each other, then you're like, oh my God, I fucking love your music. And then you just geek out and it's great. And then, but, like, for the drama of it all, I feel like pitting people against each other is better for business.
It is. It's better for business. It sells papers. Mm-hmm. And it keeps us from getting together and doing some metaphysical cosmic shit.
Yes.
So it keeps us controllable to pit us against one another. You're absolutely right.
I totally agree. It distracts us from the power we could harness if we just focused on building each other up.
Ooh, that's tea.
I love you. Okay.
I love you too.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to fuck up the name, so I'm going to let you say it. But your comedy special.
I made the title of it up on stage at the comedy special, so I think it's something like, I think it's Alaska Thunderfuck's Extra Special Comedy Special.
Yes, that is what it's called. And it's really, really funny. Everyone should go check it out. Where can they find it?
You can find it on Apple TV. If you're in Canada, you can find it on Out TV. If you're in the UK, you can find it on Fruit, F-R-O-O-T. Or you can look on the link in my bio on Instagram if you can't find it.
Boom. Okay, what's your Instagram? Shamelessly promote. Go.
On Instagram, I'm at TheOnlyAlaska5000. And my website is AlaskaThunderfuck.com.
Oh, my God. I don't even have Kesha.com. I don't know who does.
You don't?
No.
You need to find out who does.
Yeah, I know. Francis.
Show about their house.
Francis.
Show about their house. So many things.
We need a terror rave happening. And I need my website name.
You need to walk into their house sternly on the phone.
On the phone.
Through the back door.
Like, do you know that my mom's an alien? Give me my fucking website. I love your music. I really do. Like, listening to it, but getting ready today was so much fun. Like, putting on, like, makeup and bedazzles and, you know, this is not a wig. Like, I related to all the songs.
Thank you. It's really good for that. It's good for working out, and it's good for, like, getting ready in drag. Definitely.
Well, and, like, just starting your day on a happy note. If anybody is, like, fuck this quarantine, I hate it, you right. should definitely put on Alaska Thunderfucks music, and you will be in such a better mood, and your Thank makeup you. Will look amazing, and your hair, but I didn't do this, it was somebody else that is very talented. But okay, this is fun. Would you like to start a conspiracy theory,
like right, oh, now? Right now? Yes, I would. I mean, I'm not starting it, but I do want to perpetuate it.
Okay,
and it's that Taylor Swift is Zena LaVey, the daughter of Anton LaVey of the Church
of Satan.
Satan, yes. I mean, it's just true. it's not really a conspiracy or a theory. It's just the truth. So propagate it everywhere.
I'm friends with Taylor, so I am not going to touch it, but I'm not going to edit it out.
Okay. Tell her I said hi.
I will.
Tell her I love her.
She will either love or hate that.
Okay. Look at pictures of them next to each other.
Oh my God, really?
I'm telling you, they look... No, that's where this comes from. They look exactly alike. She looks like Zena LaVey.
Well, I think that's a really good place to end on. Like, that's, I don't know if it's going to get any better than that answer.
You're like, this interview is over.
Like, I think that's a mic drop moment. Check out Alaska Thunderfucks comedy special, comedy special.
That's it.
It's so funny. And you're amazing. You're super inspirational.
And thank you. So are you.
Thank you. It's so much fun to shoot the shit with you today.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep on creeping.